Bible quotes on purification. The one who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious, the king will be his friend. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit in me. He prunes every branch that bears fruit so that I will bear more fruit. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our consciousness from dead works to worship the living God? Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and make your hearts pure, you double-minded. You have purified your souls by obeying the truth in order to show sincere mutual love. So love one another earnestly from a pure heart. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that whenever it is revealed, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is, and everyone who has this hope focused on him purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. For you, O God, tested us. You purified us like refined silver. The Lord's words are absolutely reliable. They are untainted as silver purified in a furnace on the ground, where it is thoroughly refined. Wash, cleanse yourselves, remove your sinful deeds from my sight. Stop sinning, learn to do what is right, promote justice. Give the oppressed reason to celebrate. Take up the cause of the orphan and defend the rights of the widow. I will purify them from all the sins that they committed against me. I will forgive all their sins which they committed in rebelling against me. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one coming after me is more powerful than I am. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will cleanse out his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the storehouse. But the chaff he will burn up with inextinguishable fire. And the leper approached and bowed low before him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And he made no distinction between them and us, cleansing their hearts by faith. But the voice replied a second time from heaven, what God has made clean, you must not consider ritually unclean. The sun is the radiance of his glory and the representation of his essence, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. And so when he had accomplished cleansing for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith excellence, to excellence, knowledge to knowledge, self-control to self-control, perseverance to perseverance, godliness to godliness, brotherly affection to brotherly affection, unselfish love. For if these things are really yours and are continually increasing, they will keep you from becoming ineffective and unproductive in your pursuit of knowing of Lord Jesus Christ more intimately. But concerning the one who lacks such things, he is blind. That is to say, he is nearsighted, since he has forgotten about the cleansing of his past sins. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in the assurance that faith brings, because we have had our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that could be defiled, the blood and spirit, and thus accomplish holiness out of reverence for God. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her to sanctify her by cleansing her with the washing of the water by the word. He gave himself for us to set us free from every kind of lawlessness and to purify for himself a people who are truly his, who are eager to do good. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, because I promise you in marriage to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And I pray this, that your love may abound even more and more in knowledge and every kind insight, so that you can decide what is best and thus be sincere and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure, children of God without blemish, though you live in a crooked and perverse society in which you shine as lights in the world by holding on to the word of life, so that the day of Christ I will have a reason to boast that I did not run in vain nor labor in vain. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things and what you learned and received and heard and saw in me. Do these things, and the God of peace will be with you. All is pure to those who are pure, but to those who are corrupt and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their minds and conscience are corrupted. They profess to know God, but with their deeds they deny him, since they are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for any good deed. But give from your heart to those in need, and then everything will be clean for you. You are clean already because of the word that I have spoken to you. He will act like a refiner and purifier of silver, and will cleanse the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then they will offer the Lord a proper offering.